Yesterday we saw the end of Shir Gemara and Baba Basra, the Sukkah Daf Lamed Hey, and we closed with two questions on the Sukkah that we left hanging. The Gemara had asked the Kasha, we had several Kashas, we were focused particularly on Psaka of Nachman, and one question the Gemara asked on it, and the Gemara's answer. Rav Nachman's Psaka had been regarding the case of Hahu Arba, a boat that's in dispute in public waters. No one can claim to be the muksuk. And each party claims that theirs, perhaps each party claims that they yorish it from their ancestors. We're not sure who owns the boat. Rav Nachman said, Rav Nachman say, hold on, guard. Whoever is more powerful. Gemara says a series of kashas. Second kasha Gemara is, why did I say Yachaloku? Mishnah Bava Metzia says Yachaloku. The Gemara says, well, yeah, that's true. Mishnah does say that you say Yachaloku on a Safik Mamun. We're not going to say Yachaloku on the boat, because you only say Yachaloku not on a Safik Mamun, but you need to add an ingredient, a particular type of Safik Mamun, that there is Durara Dimamon. No Durara Dimona, then there's nothing to talk about. Then you're not going to say Yachaloku. The case of the boat apparently has no Durara Dimona, that's why Rav Nachman could not say Yachaloku, that's not one of his options, and he instead says, who's down the list to call the Olam Gemara? Question number one is, what is this Durara Dimona? Question number two is, why did the Gemara just say, it's very nice to have Mishnah Bava Metzia, it says Yachaloku, there's also Mishnah Bava Kama Daf and Vav, that says Yachaloku. In both cases, the Gemara attributes to Mishnah to Zotos. And Kosis and Bava Kama point out that they see from the Gemara Argvar Bava Kama. So we'll pass like Zotos. Right? Whatever the Diyak was, whether it's the Diyak from the Zoo did the way Rav Shmuel presents it, or from the Diyam that the Gemara goes on to attribute to Shmuel. But it's clear that we'll pass like Zotos. In Bava Kama, it's clear we'll pass like Zotos. Meanwhile, you're in Bava Basra, the Gemara seems very comfortable working with someone. Stama de Gemara seems to assume, yeah, Vada, we passing Yachaloku. And the only answer you can think of is, okay, but the Yachaloku has certain parameters. The Yachaloku has certain limitations. But within its limitations, if there's whatever Dror Demona is, Vada you say Yachaloku. Dror Bava Kama implies we don't pass Yachaloku, we don't pass Yachaloku. Dror Bava Asra implies that we do follow Yachaloku. That is a big problem. So let's go step by step. So first is the question of what is Durara Dimona. Let's take a look at Tosfos carefully. You know, guys, working at it. It's an important Tosfos to read well. Top of Lamed Hey Amud Beis. Ibra Masno Durara Dimona. You only say Yachloku when each one has a Durara Dimona. Lahai Islay Durara Dimona or Lahahu Islay Durara Dimona. The different we show with different approaches, but I focus on Tosfos' approach, which, as we'll see, is also the approach of the Ri Nigash. Durara Dimona, the top of 35b, the Chesed Sabbatim, Perush the Tosfos, Daltai Nasayu Mehacha, Yeshtafik Lebezdin, Beheiminayu Hava Havla. Daltai Nasayu, Dal means literally to drop, when you drop, or delete, pun unintended. But if you delete their tainus, even if we subtract their tainus, sometimes when the Gemara is doing arithmetic, dal means like that in Masechta Sukkah. Dal can mean to subtract. Even if you subtract their tainus, yeshav tuk lebezin. Even without listening to what they have to say, there's a natural suffix to bezin, zehemi nayo hava havala, in el koshon achar avshama. What's the case again in Bava Metzia? Essentially, I was machin to you a para. You took ownership of a para far from the para. The kinyan was remote. We weren't there. Usually, kinyan and metalklim are on site. You cannot, either in Atom Rabbanan, you cannot be kohen and metalklim by paying for them. That's what Mishnah tells us. The kesef does Mishnah in Kiddushin of Chavav. Kesef is a valid kinyan karka. I can buy karka or avadim by paying for them. But I cannot buy, you do have to pay for the potato chips that you buy, but paying alone doesn't make it yours. It becomes yours through others that each category of item has its own list of what are valid, acceptable ma'aseh kinyan. Kesef is not on the list, of Maaseh Kinyan for Metalkim, for movable items. For Karka, yes, Metalkim, no. Usually the Kinyani Metalkim tend to be things that are hands-on. I take it, I pick it up, things of that sort. Yeah, I take the reins of the animal, you're there. It's rare to be Kohen Metalkim from a distance. One of the exceptional kinyanim, a kinyan which works in a talklim, even though it's, you're not in the presence of the item, the item's not in your presence, is the kinyan of chalipin. That again, just to review again, what was learned in that mission about Matia, I could make a kinyan, let's say, I want to take your donkey, make your donkey mine, and you want to swap. I want to take ownership of your donkey, you're going to take ownership of my part. So let's say the donkey's here, the part is somewhere else. So if I do a kinyan on the donkey, a kinyan mashicha, let's say the donkey, I whistle to the donkey, he walks over to me, so I would just kone your donkey through kinyan mashicha, and if we already agreed that we're going to swap, then that also created, the fact that I was kone your donkey was in turn makna my para to you. And now we have a remote kinyan metalkim. Directly kone, we did mashicha on the donkey, and simultaneously, consequentially, chalipin on the para. But the para could be in a different county. The para could be in a different hemisphere. Right? We both agree, as soon as that we're swapping. So when I make the kinyan of the para, it's automatically mocked to the para cube. But that's the background. That's good ideas in and of itself to understand all the nice kinyan. And that's the background for the shayla that the Mishnah Bavit Seer Dafkof discusses, which is that we just did a remote kinyan on a para, or the Mishnah says another example is, let's say, a sale of a ship of Kananas. The Gemara derives from Sukkim that the kinyanim that are potent on avadim are the same kinyanim that are potent on karka. So while you cannot metalklim, you cannot be kona through kesef, but you can be kona an eved or shifcha Kananas through kesef. So let's say Shifcha Kananas is not here, she's somewhere else, and one fellow pays another, someone, the buyer, pays the seller for the Shifcha Kananas. And now it's his. The Shifcha Kananas is elsewhere. In either case, you show up later, you discover that Mazel Tov, there was a baby born. We're not sure if the baby was born before or after the kinyan. If it was born before the kinyan, still belongs to the seller, and was not included in the kinyan. But if the baby is only born after the kinyan, if Bishas kinyan, the Paro or the Shifcha, we're still pregnant, so then the kinyan included the fetus. And then when it was born to the buyer. So that's the shiloh there, right? So in that scenario, Tosis says, that's a natural suffix. We don't need any tinus. Of course, every side's gonna, typically every side, they're coming to Beis Din, because the seller claims that it's his and the buyer claims that it's his. I mean, the seller claims, it was born before, and therefore I still retain ownership of the baby. The buyer says, no, it was born after, it was mine. Shkayach. So I said, Shkayach, you can say it totally like one, but we don't even need it. You don't have to say anything. You can both keep your mouth shut. And we have a suffix anyhow. Well, either it was born before or born after. There was a kinyan and there was a baby born. Okay, so one came first, one came second. Which one? Good question. The same is true with the Sharshna of the Zapara. Nimtu Vitsida, our Mishnah, Velo Ta Nasam Misupakim Lebezin Eich Hayamaisa. Even without them giving tainus, even without claim and counterclaim, Bezin is naturally, inherently, Misupak. What happened? There was an attack, and there was a loss of the baby. Which one happened first? In Kovr Shinigach Hayolda of Achshinigach. And they give another example, which Daf Lamed Hei, the same sort of situation. Okay, now, just to explain a drop, which I've heard Rashef say a number of times, when we say below time, we're saying Yeshafik Levesin. Now, well, that's not really true. They need to just to sharp tweak this, sharpen this a little bit. I mean, if they wouldn't, if neither one would say anything to Bezin, so how would we know anything? No one would say anything, neither party would say anything to Bezin, we wouldn't even know that any king took place at all, or that any baby was born for that matter. Right? So, Tano Sehem, you have to tell too. Tano Sehem means specific, Tosa's using Taina here, specifically to mean the part of the story about which they disagree. And if you delete the part which they, and then each one has a, each side comes into Bezdin and gives their narrative of what they think happened. So they're going to agree on 10 points, and then the last 5 points they disagree. For instance, in the case of the Mishnah Bava Metzia, they both agree, I used to own a para, you used to own a chama. And they agree that at a certain place, at a certain time, a certain day, at a certain time, we did a kinyanim, and now we switch ownership of the para chama. So far everyone agrees. So that's not, for Tosa, that's not called a taina. It's not that I taina that I bought your chamar. We both agree that I bought your chamar. You're not taining that you bought my para. We both agreed you bought my para. We're not taining that kinyan took place at 12 noon last Tuesday. We both agree to that, let's say. The taina is the part of the story about which we disagree. The part of the story we disagree is, well, when was the birth? Maybe we're disagreeing over exactly when the kinyan happened. I say it took place at 12, you say it took place at 1. Or the taina about when the baby was born. So below taina stay means without the part of the story to which they disagree. Comes when they agree, that's all, that's not taken away from the Dvar HaDinamim. Just given what all parties agree to, there's already a subtle basis. Even without getting into the details of the he said, she said, the part in which they disagree, the agree to, the unanimously, the consensus narrative already, not the consensus, the unanimous narrative lends itself to a natural latest hasamah. And what does Tosfos say? V'chein b'chal makom d'pligi rabbanim b'sanhedrin. It's a little tricky. Tosfos goes on to say, and the same is true every time you have machlokes rabbanim simchas. We spend time on Bava Kamim and Bava and Bava Metzia Dafka. Anywhere else, you find machlokes rabbanim simchas. The simchas don't say dechloku because of Dvar HaDinamim. Sounds like Dvar HaDinamim is a cause for machlokes. So I have to get back to that. Avalhacha, the Zeva Shavosai, in the case of the Arba, of the bow, I claim that it's a Cohen vote. And David claims, no, this is the Hazan family vote. So who's right? Who's right? I say I'm right. He says that he's right. Without our kindness, what's left? Without our kindness, what's left? Nothing. There's a bow. It was built by someone at some point in time, and it belonged to someone. It used to belong to someone's grandparents, and now it belongs to someone. But that's not very descriptive. So our pita will say, the whole suffix is only because of our tainus. Amrina called the alam gevurah. That's what we say, and we cannot say yachloku. So then we have to go down the list to a lesser way of resolving the suffix, because yachloku is no longer available, and that's what we're saying called the Alam Bar. Let's understand a little more. I mean, this is eight times asking before. It's true, even by the boat, that below time of saying is Shafiq Lebezin. Without either of us saying anything, there's a boat in the harbor. We're not sure who owns it. Right? The boat is not quite the same as my walking over to you and saying, hey, that burgundy shirt you're wearing, it's mine. And Ezra says, no, it's mine. I say, no, it's mine. Ezra says, no, it's mine. But he's wearing this. So he's a Muslim. So in that case, without our kindness, if I wouldn't have opened my mouth, Bezin would have subumed next to soon possessed. Okay. By the boat, below time of saying him, there is a suffix with Bezin. By the shirt, where he's a muhsak, I claim it's mine. The sukhas doesn't say yachloku. But man, without my taina, there's nothing. There's nothing, there's no suffix at all. Without my taina, there's an assumption that it belongs to the muhsak. But the boat, and Tosa said there's no Dvar HaDinamim by the boat, and the Gemara said no Dvar HaDinamim by the boat. There is a suffix with Bezin without my taina, without your taina. Bezin is not sure who owns it. So what does Tosa mean, what does the Gemara mean? And by the boat, there's no Dvar HaDinamim. Right? Al pi tano sehem ba suffix, as Tosa said the last two lines. What does Tosa mean? Without my saying that it's a Kohen boat, and Davi saying it's a Chazan boat, Tosus, the basement would have known who owns the boat? No. We have no clue. So why does Tosa say that the whole suffix is built on our time? You learned the Tosa, so what does that mean? It's not true. Without that time is still a suffix. There's no idea one's about. Yeah, what do you say?
But we don't have the problem of the suffix if no one's laying claim to the book.
Yeah, okay, good. We have no problem. No. But that's always going to be true. As long as there's no din Torah until there are Torah. Until there are Torah Benita. You're onto something, though. Without them laying claim, remember, you have to look at the pronouns in the Gemara. Dror de Ramona is a property of a case. This is a case of Dror de Ramona. This case has Dror de Ramona. What does the Gemara say? Read the little words of the Gemara. Love and have a
bit.
He has. The Torah had. I have Dror de Ramona and you have Dror de Ramona. So Avada is a subject to Beis Din. But, yeah.
If the other guy hadn't made the claim, then one person had made the claim, there was no subject.
And if no one had made the claim.
If no one had made the claim,
of course Beis Din is only Masupik because we're making claims. But here's the point. Neither of us has, I mean, we wouldn't have known who owns it at all. But Dror de Ramona means more. Remember, Dror de Ramona, the translation of Dror de Ramona, which Tosis doesn't give, but if you look in the Rimagash, he does. The Rimagash is in your Amid and Shuvah, there's Rimagash on the Gemara, but Rimagash in the Shuvah is very clear, it's sitting in Dalit, to the beginning of the second page of the Mount Kovas packet. He says, Dror de Ramona means a connection, a Taliya Usricha. I'm somehow locked into the money here. Well, you're locked into the money. I mean, I have it. I mean, Beis Din, not just Beis Din doesn't know who this is. Beis Din has reason to believe that it's mine. Without my, Dror de Ramona means, without my saying anything, there's reason to believe that's mine. I'm not sure, but there's a natural cause to believe that's mine. Sharshan of Zapar, we know that there was everyone agrees that my Shar attacked your Parah. Everyone agrees. I'm not denying my Shar attacked the Parah. Everyone agrees that 20 minutes before the Parah was pregnant, and everyone agrees that 20 minutes after the Parah is no longer pregnant. What breaks down is in the details of the chronology, what came first, the Hezek or the Hapala Sa'upa. So just given the facts of the case, the non-timeless, I mean the parts of the story that all parties agree to, not only is Beis Din, that's a Beis Din the Sukkah. Beis Din has reason to believe that money might be mine, and Beis Din reason to believe money might be yours. Dror de Ramona is a property, not of the case, it's a case where we talk about, Dror de Ramona is a property of a party. You have Dror de Ramona, I have Dror de Ramona, I have a connection to the money, and you have a connection to the money. Meaning what? Meaning, Beis Din has reason to believe, without my saying anything controversial, Beis Din has reason to believe that maybe I'm right, and Beis Din has reason to believe maybe you're right. Or by the Macha Par B'Chamar. It's clear to Beis Din it's either mine or it's yours. If Ezra and I were doing this deal with the cow and the donkey, so Beis Din already knows the calf might be Ezra's or the calf might be mine, and the calf is definitely not Kohanji's. There's no reason, that's not an open-ended suffix, maybe it's anybody's. No. Just given the case, it's clear, maybe it's mine, maybe it's yours. That's Dror de Ramona, because Ezra has a Dror de Ramona, and I have a Dror de Ramona. Each of us has a natural suffix that maybe it's ours. Mashiach came by the Arba, and Tosa says, it's a little tricky. Tosa says the suffix comes through their titus, but what Tosa means specifically, you probably have to say, you have to explain, the Torah, of course, Beis Din, even without anyone saying anything, Beis Din doesn't know who owns the boat. But there's no reason to believe that it's mine without my taina. No reason to believe that's yours without your taina. We know it's somebody's. You know we don't know whose it is. It's a general suffix. But no person has a Dror de Ramona. There is a suffix who owns a boat. There's no reason to believe that it belongs to any particular person until he says something that others will disagree with, until he makes a taina. That's different. That's a Dror de Ramona. And that's what Tosa says. That shita sumchas, the yachloku, is driven by, it's not stam anytime there's a suffix mammon, you say yachloku. No, specifically where there's a drawer of demona. If I have a drawer of demona, I have a right to it. You also have a drawer of demona, you also have a right to it. How am I going to do with that? So we're going to have to split 50-50. Hypothetically speaking, if you have a situation where that's a three-way suffix, but a natural, there's reason to believe Lotan is saying that maybe it's yours, maybe it's mine, maybe it's his. Okay, now I have to split it three ways. Because all three of us have Durara Dimimum. So that's Shlavah. Step one is understanding what the Gemara Balabasar did say. Step one, step two, to figure out what the Gemara Balabasar didn't say, and what. Right? And that question is very nice. When we talk about Sumchas, beautiful, now we begin to understand Sumchas. Gevaldik! And the Tosis reminds us, in case we forgot, the very end of Tosis on the days, they remind us that this is Machokas Sumchas B'Chacham. This is all beautiful. Now we appreciate Shita Sumchas, Gevaldik. But the question is, Shmak! Now we're up to Shita Sumchas, but we don't pass like Sumchas. So why was the Gemara trying to, bop Rav Nachman over the head? Oh, how can you say call him by Shunzi Yachloku Sumchas? The Paslak Sumchas. Very nice. Now I understand. The Sumchas holds Yachloku could draw a demon. Ooh, no, but we open up Sumchas. So what does Tosa say? Tosa says the answer lies in the Gemara of Bava Metzia. Let's take a look at the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara of Bava Metzia says something intriguing. The Gemara in that Mishnah we've been talking about. Dav Kufa Menal. Machle Parah Bachamor. Machle Parah Bachamor V'yalda. We did a Chalip on the Parah. We did a remote Kinyan on the Parah. A direct Kinyan on the Chamor, which was a remote Kinyan on the Parah. Or we did a remote Kinyan on the Shifra Kananas. Kesem. And now we don't know. Zeom Rav Shalom Acharti. Zeom Rav Shalom Kachti. The Mocher says, the birth happened before the king. And the Lokash said, no, the birth happened after the king. What did he say? Yachloku. So what's the Gemara saying? How many people had a chance to see the Gemara Bava Metzia inside? Familiar to some. Okay. Let's say you guys take a look inside. Look out with your friends if you don't have the Gemara. It's important to see it inside. Yachloku. So the Gemara asks our type of question. Yachloku, why Yachloku? If I would have told you that I have a cow which I successfully sold to Rebbe, but we're not sure whether the Kenyan included the calf or not. Right? So even though the cow, where is the cow located, presumably? On my farm. Right? Okay. Prove the cow's in my farm. Maybe not. Maybe the cow's already in Reddit's farm. Wherever it is, we know we both, Reddit and I both agree that he took possession of the cow. I'm not asking for the cow then. But I say, but the calf is mine. And Reddit says, no, the king included the calf. So if there's a machlekes who owns something, it's the olive base of Safik Mammon. It's Safik Mammon, Mufsik wins. And Gemara says, what's that yachloku? Where is the calf? Probably it's still in the seller's barn. Maybe not. Maybe I already dropped it off before the king. Wherever it is, he's a Muxa. The Gemara says, we say, yeah, what type of Yachloku? But Lepsi Breshus Divine Taima. Let's take a look. In whose Breshus is the calf located? But Lehavi Idah, Hamot and Meharel. All right. The other person is, whoever has it is a Muxa. The other person is a Motzi. We know the rule. Suffolk who owns the calf, Hamot and Meharel. All right. Muxa wins. What type of Yachloku? 9 times out of 10, in this scenario, more likely is that the calf isn't my property, it is the seller's property. I mean, I haven't delivered it. You bought it, and now I'm going to deliver it. So the calf was probably born in the seller's property. The seller claims that it wasn't included in the sale. The buyer claims it was. So the seller wins. The buyer has to prove. You're going to have to bring a raya lipta, who saw the truth of that. You have to bring strong proof. You'll bring Adam, who saw the baby born in the afternoon. Okay, but without a raya, muxik wins. What type of yachmo? What does the Gemara say? I'm the Chiyah Bar Aben, I'm a Shmuel. You're right. In a normal scenario where the cow is in someone's barn, most likely the Mocher is born, so then the Mocher is a Mokhsig, the Mocher. The whole case of the Mishnah, says Shmuel, is only Bomedas Ba'agam. The cow was wandering. The cow wasn't in the barn. The cow was at this, out in the forest, out in the swamp, out in the backcountry somewhere. Right? Because I was far away. I had left my Pennsylvania farm to go to New York to buy the donkey from Redder and to swap. Right? We come back to Pennsylvania. No one had been minding the farm. And the cow is wandering in the forest. We're looking for the cow. We finally find the cow. No one's mukhzer. It was on public property. Oh, the Gemara says, the whole case of the Mishnah is only when no one's mukhzer. Okay. That's why we say achlo. Good. If we had a mukhzer, mukhzer. If not, then achlo. If we had a mukhzak, so the mukhzak would win. If there's no mukhzak, then we say, Yachlok, give up. The Gemara is not done though. The Gemara says there's still something else that belongs over here. There's something, not only is mukhzak stronger than Yachlok, something else is stronger than Yachlok. What else is stronger than Yachlok? Why not still look at the chazaka of Marakama? The chazaka of the Marakama is the Bailan Arishonim, the first Adon Arishon. Who's the first owner? Chesed Marakama means, let's look at the last known owner. We don't know who owns the calf now. Right? Let's say the king took place last week, last Tuesday. We don't know who owns the calf. We don't know for sure who has owned that calf since Tuesday. But we do know that last week, Monday, who owned the calf? The seller, right? It was he owned the pregnant calf, including the calf. At some point, that may or may not have changed. But we know for sure that up until Tuesday morning, the calf was owned by the mocher. So the Gemara says, even there's no muchzik dehashda, there's no muchzik right now, but there is cheskes markama, that also should be stronger than, that also should be better than just saying yachloku. Cheskes markama. Why not go with the cheskes markama? Why are we saying yachloku? Even if it's out in the forest, let it, grant it to the mocher based on his status as a markama. The Gemara says, one second. You're talking to me Chachamim language. This Mishnah must be Simchas. He says, Ma'am Mutta Basafi Chokum Lashua. He says that the rule is Yachloku. That's the answer. Yeah, the Chachamim say that all these other things are stronger than Yachlok. But Simcha says, no, Simcha is a big believer in Yachlok. Now, what do you see from our Gemara? Now, what you see from our Gemara, that even before we introduced Simcha, we were comfortable saying Yachlok. It's the first thing you see from our Gemara. Just because the Mishnah said Yachlok, we didn't right away assume, oh, this is obviously Simcha. That's a great question. That's an excellent question. How much has changed in Maskana? But certainly, we'll get back to you in a moment. Very good. Baliatosis are on to you. Certainly, you see, the Gemara initially was very comfortable, was not immediately assuming, only it says Yachloku must be something. Sounds like everyone agrees to Yachloku, just the Yachloku takes a back seat. Just like we saw it in the Gemara in Bava Basra, Kol Da'alam Gvar, let's write it out, Kol Da'alam Gvar, it's also a rule, but it's only less than Yachloku. If there's no Yachloku, then you go down to Kol Da'alam Gvar. So you see in the Gemara Bava Metzia, everyone can accept Yachloku, just it's lower on the totem pole, it's lower in the hierarchy than Muchzak or even Marakah. Even for non-Simchas. Right? Now, Yoni says, one second, that was a very nice Havamina, but Lamaskana, what's it did? So Tosfos over here, you take a look at Tosfos in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. Tosfos in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, points out the Gemara, when the Gemara moves, introduces Sumchus, there's a word the Gemara often uses when it's introducing a new idea that we didn't use yet. It's a three-letter word and starts and ends with the letter Aleph. The word is Ella. Right? When we introduce a, they have a kasha, and say, Ella, here's our explanation. So the Baitosis point out, and other Rishon point out, Ella means we're rabbin. Let's reject what we said before. Instead, here's the answer. We didn't say Ella here. So Tosis says, in Dimaskul Ha, from Daf Kuf Amal, Ha Mani Sumchus, see, Nir Levein Shmuel, they call him in Shmuel, Midaloka Amar Ella, we didn't use the word Ella, Ha Mani Sumchus, we just added a new level. By the way, this is Sumchus, but prior assumptions stand. Mashma Delo Hadarbe, Imad Ukme Bo Medes Va'agam. We're not backing out from that first answer that the Mishnah only applies when the animal is out in the wilderness. Sumchus is only talking about a case where they're not, where neither one is muchzak. That's fascinating. Tosfos tells us, and they start to get into an ongoing back and forth over the course of the Tosfos. Tosfos tells us that it sounds like the way I was taught to organize it. Tosfos says Muxik wins. You know what? When the Gemara says, you know, Simchas has a different way of looking at things, it's that Simchas moves Yachloku up. He says Yachloku comes before Marakam. This is the world of Simchas. This is the world of Rabbanon. For Rabbanon, the most powerful thing is Muchzak. No Muchzak? Go to Marakama. If no Marakama either, then we would go to Yachloku. And that's what seems to flow from the opening lines of the Shaka Vataya. And Baba Basri is saying maybe, if not that, then we'll go down to Kaldam Gavar or Shuda Dedaini. There's like 4 and 5. Maybe there are other ways of doing it also. Right, that's right, the Gemara Baba Basri. But this is the way the Gemara Bava Metzia unfolds things. And that would have worked. The problem is that our Mishnah in Bava Metzia is saying Yachloku, even though there is Marakam. Our Mishnah is putting Yachloku ahead of Marakam because it says, oh yeah, that's Sumchus. Sumchus says Yachloku is more powerful than Marakam. Now what do you mean Yachloku? Yachloku, what? So that's where the Gemara in Bava Basra comes in handy. But it's not a rule of Yachloku. What that means is Durara de Mimona. What are the most powerful factors in determining whose it is? So for the Chachamim, Muchzak is the Muchzak. Shmak. Number 2, Marakama. Who used to own it. Number 3 is Durara de Mimona. I can't prove you ever owned it, but there's reason to believe that you own it. That's for the Chachamim. Whereas for Sumchus, Yachloku moves up. The other things that sound like still apply, but Yachloku is more powerful.
Number 1? Wait, but then how
do you do it? Nada would have said it's number 1. Tosfos thinks, no, it's just number 2.
What about our case?
Fantastic.
How do you ever go down further than Yachloku?
Well, because let's say there's no drawer de mimona. I have a case where we have a boat. We have no reason to believe whatever, but there is a Marakam. No Jar Zimon, there's a Marakam. Right, let's say the boat case. There's no Jar Zimon. And then one guy kind of shows up and says, I have Adim, and this used to belong to me 20 years ago. I'm not Mosek now. Maybe I sold it. But I can prove that 20 years ago, I found documentation, I found witnesses that I owned this 20 years ago. So there, even Sumchus would agree, if no Garden of Mona anyhow, so then let's go to number 3. Let's work with the Marakam. or this case. Right? This case of Machlof Par Bahamar, it's a tension between Cheskes Marakama and Garden of Mona. Cheskes Marakama, we're not sure whether I sold you the calf of the cow or not. And right now the calf is wandering around in the forest. No one's a muchzak. So Chachamim say, well, Marakama, we don't know who owns the calf. Now we know that the seller used to own the calf, so he should get it. And Sumka said, yeah, on the other hand, both parties have a drar to own them. Because given the scenario, given the situation, there's reason to believe that either one, it's one of these two people. They both have a derara, the derara de mimona. So a machlok is how you organize these three items. A machlok is how you organize those three items. Okay, good. So a few things we still want to do, and let's at least organize what's bothering us. One question is, how is this going to fit back into our sugya? An excellent question. Right? Another open question, and I know there are more hints. Another open question is how is this going to help with the Gemara Bava Basra? We'll come back to that in a moment. Another open question, Noam, is...
I'm not sure if it's an open question, but why... are we only putting Dura Dimona with a Choku Dirbana? Why don't we say that the Chachamim say the only time you say a Choku is when there's no Maksach, there's no Chachamim, there's no Chachamim, but there is Dura Dimona? And Sumpa says, as long as there's no Maksach and there is Dura Dimona, we say a Choku, even if there's no Chachamim.
Right. That's exactly how Sumpa's organized it. The Choku is higher than
why do we only say Dura Dimona by a Choku
Dirbana? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you
still need
correct. A yeah, absolutely.
You're saying you would need
Dura Dimona. For sure, right. Yachloku is a code word for, Yachloku is a sock that flows from the principle of Dura Dimona. Absolutely. So, we have to figure out how this fits back into Bava Kamma. We also would, it would be interesting to sort of figure out what lies behind it. This one come first, that one come first, seems sort of like a random, like, I don't know, this is rules, a hierarchy. Well, what's all that? But at the very least, at the very end, more questions, yeah?
Yeah, according to Silchos Muxachos, remember one?
So that's what Tosas in Bava Metzia claims. Tosas in Bava Metzia never said Ella, which means the Gemara never backed out from the first movement of the Sugya, which was like the Mishnah only talking about Omedas Ba'agam, there's no Muxach. If there was a Muxach, he would win. That's why Tosas believes, when Shmuel believes, that Muxach is still first even for Silchos. It is a question, which is number two, which is number three. So again, one thing we'd like to do is figure out how this goes back to Bava Kamma. Another thing we'd like to do is B'chal to understand, what's this Mar Kamma business all about, Dror Dimona, how they all hang together? Nadav, you have a question?
I answer my question.
Okay.
My question was, what
is Simchas Mol Dimona? Ah, okay. So that's the Chiddush of Tosas of Bava Tzia, Dav Kufa, and Avdia Maschel Ha. But finally, let's close, at least for now, with this. We still have to dig through sort of the underlying lumdus of this whole hierarchy a little more, and we'd like you to figure out how it goes back to Bava Kamma, which something that Tosas in Bava Kamma deals with. But for now, let's at least wrap up the Bava Basra piece. Now we can appreciate the sugya. We had left off, right? We had said we opened today. We said we had two open questions. Come on, what's the Dura Dimona this is all about? Now we're beginning to understand it more. And why is it relevant? Why is the Gemara just say, oh, we don't pass like some? And now we're ready to take a look at Tosas on Lamed Hay, and we will close with that. The Tosas says, don't make the mistake. The very beginning of Maishna Mehadisnah Amach Barbon, Barbon Slamir Rao. Emochev Mikhailov and Sundar. The fact that the Gemara raised the question of Yahaloku, that doesn't mean Paslak Sundar. Don't think you can prove that we depart, we nay. Because that's what we're asking Akasha based on Simchas. No, it's true that the Gemara in Bava Metzia says that Mishnah is Simchas. But there is an argument, a detail. Simchas and Chama is the detail of Machlokas. Akalo Pliga Elohim Hasan Hashem HaMushim Zazli Basa Chazapi Dimimona O Mukumina Becheskas Marakama. They just argue because they say Marakama is stronger than Yachloku Dror Dimona. Marakama is number two, Dror Dimona will be number three. This post is telling us how to read that Gemara Bava Metzia. We didn't say Yachlokun should never apply. We just said it takes a back seat. It's lower on the totem pole. So it doesn't. The Chachamim think that Yachlokun shouldn't apply in that case of Bava Metzia because there are better things to say. It's true, Drar Damonas means they are chalku. But there are even stronger tools you could use. You have better tools to use. You have a tool of muhsib, or at least you have a tool of marakama. Halav hachi, but in a situation where there was no marakama, then modu diachloku, then they would agree that that you could say yachloku. So that's what Tosa says. Our Gemara in Bava Basra is consistent with everyone. Everyone fundamentally, it's not Sumcha, is not the only one who believes in yachloku. We all believe in yachloku. It's just a question of how often. It's a tool in our toolkit. We have a big box of tools. The question is, which is the most powerful, which is less powerful? So Sumchus believes that Dura Demona is high on the list, probably number two. Unless there's a Mochzak, we're pulling out Dura Demona. Certainly Marakama is not going to be stronger for Sumchus than Dura Demona. But Chacham agree that Dura Demona Yachloku is an option. Just say it's not option number two, it's option number three. So in terms of application, the Chacham don't apply Dror Demona Yachloku in the case of Bamati Dav Kuf, because they hold Marakama, which is part of that case also, is better. We don't know who owns the calf now, but we know who owned the calf last week. That's more important for the Chacham than the fact that both parties have a Dror Demona. But here's the rub, says Tosis. Our Sugiva, who our but there's no Marakama. There's no Marakama. No one had possession of the boat now. No one can prove they ever owned the boat. So that's when the Gemara said, even the Chacham agreed. There's no Muslim Dahash, no present Muslim, and there's no Marakama. So we should say Yachloku. Even Chacham agreed to that. And that's what the Gemara had to explain. You're right, but even Yachloku only is if there's a Dror Demona. And the Gemara has explained this Arba case is mamish bottom of the barrel. There's no Muslim, and there's no Marakama, and it isn't even Dror Demona. Which is why neither Chachamim nor Simchus would say Yachloku. They were mamish going down all the way down the hierarchy, like rules 4 and 5. That's why I say this funny called Alam Gemara. Yeah, but there's nothing else. There's no Moshe. There's no Markham. There's no Dramona. Then we have to go all the way down to the called on Barland, the shoot of the dining land. And that's that Sugya of Bava Basra is what do you do when all the normal things fail? So now we begin to appreciate Dror Demona, and we now the Sugya of Bava Basra is beautiful. We also begin to have some insight into Bava Metzia. It is sort of this hierarchy of different, sort of the top level rules. We still, again, two things I'd like to close up tomorrow is to appreciate some more what this means. Specifically in terms of Marakama, there's a beautiful and famous machlok, as I mentioned, the two brothers, Ipsos and Prince of Sages, retire and saying, what this Marakama business is all about? It may help us understand Dror Demona as well. So understand internally, what is this set of three, Muksuk, Marakama, Dror Demona? And we'll close tomorrow with that, and with trying to figure out how this funnels back into our Gemara. We'll enter it again, Marakama, Dafa, Vav, Amud, Al.